Now, the company that operated the country's only equine slaughter plant has been convicted and fined on charges related to the fraudulent identification of horses destined for human consumption. Shannonside Foods Limited, which operated at Strathan in County Kildare, pleaded guilty at Limerick District Court to possessing a forged passport for a horse that was being presented for slaughter in June of 2021. Conor Ryan of RTE Investigates has covered this story extensively, and he was in court for us today. Conor, will you remind us briefly, first of all, of the background to the Shannonside case?
Yeah, Shannonside Food obviously was in the headlines last year after it was subject of undercover filming into practices in relation to horse traceability and identification of horses that were being slaughtered for the food chain. However, this case related to issues that have been raised by department officials back in 2021 when a horse was presented for slaughter and it emerged in court, and evidence was shown in court today whereby a sticker that had been placed over a page showing that the horse that was not fit for the food chain was designed to allow the horse wrongfully enter the food chain. Subsequently, the department told the court that it carried out searches at the property of the owner of the company, John Joe Fitzpatrick, and his address in Montpellier, O'Brien's Bridge, County Clare, and of his son, Aaron Fitzpatrick, who was the animal welfare officer for the company. And as a result, both John Joe Fitzpatrick and Aaron Fitzpatrick faced charges relating to the possession of horse passports, but for which they had no horses to match. So they were holding passports, but did not have passports. So John Joe Fitzpatrick pleaded guilty to 5 charges related to that today. Aaron Fitzpatrick pleaded guilty to 1 charge, and the company itself pleaded guilty to 2 charges under the same animal welfare or equine horse identification regulations. They were charges or fines were imposed of €2,000 against the company, €3,000 against Mr. Fitzpatrick Sr., and €1,000 for the single charge that Aaron Fitzpatrick pleaded guilty to.
Conor, thank you very much. Conor Ryan there of RTE Investigates.